This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling Alliance agree to table MCC in the Parliament today. Business Advisory Committee meeting decides to table MCC proposal in the Parliament today itself. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Russia plans biggest war in Europe since 1945. Now, the news in detail. The coalition partners in the incumbent government have forced an agreement to table the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact in the federal parliament today. The government's spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Ganendra Bahadur Karki, informed that the alliance meeting held at the residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar took a decision to this effect. Earlier, the coalition parties were divided over allowing the presentation of the compact in the parliament. Minister Karki assured now the issue will be presented in the sovereign parliament and a conclusion will be drawn from there. Likewise, the U.S. aid project Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC, which has been the subject of much talk of war between the country's political parties, will finally enter the House of Representatives today. According to the spokesperson of the Parliament Secretariat, Dr. Rojnath Pandey, a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee chaired by Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota agreed to move the MCC forward. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilendra Prasad Badu and Nepali Congress Whip Puspa Bhusal were present at the meeting on the behalf of the major ruling Nepali Congress. Others present in the meeting are CPN Maoist Centre Whip Rekha Sharma, Leader Jayapuri Gharti, CPN Unified Socialist Chief Whip Jivan Ram Shrestha, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal's Lakshman Lal Karna and Durga Paudel of Rashtriya Janamorcha. Although the incidence of human rights violations have decreased in Karnali province, the situation still remains grim. The statistics of 2021 show that 430 incidents of human rights violation took place in a year in Karnali province. According to Human Rights Yearbook 2022 released by Informal Sector Service Centre, INSEC, Karnali province in Birendranagar, Surkhet, 320 women and 76 men have been affected by the incidents of human rights violation. Similarly, according to INSEC Karnali Province Office Surkhet Coordinator Narayan Subedi, there are 34 direct victims, including 4 women and 30 men. In 2020, 58 people, including 7 women and 51 men, were direct victims of human rights abuses. In that year, a total of 426 people, including 332 women and 94 men, had been affected. Likewise, in 2021, two people died in prison. 34 people, including 20 women and 14 men, were murdered, and 12 suffered from intimidation. There were 115 victims in 205 incidents of violence against women, 80 cases of rape, 29 cases of attempted rape, and 29 cases of sexual abuse. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in hilly regions of the country, with the possibility of light snowfall at some places in the high mountainous region of the country today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 5.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 20.7 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is an influence of the Western Low Pressure System in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said evidence suggests Russia is planning the biggest war in Europe since 1945. Mr. Johnson said an intelligence report suggests Russia intends to launch an invasion that will encircle Ukrainian capital Kiev. However, Ukraine's president has said his nation will not respond to provocations amid a deadly escalation in fighting in rebel Russian-backed eastern territories. Mr. Zelensky told world leaders Ukraine would defend itself against Russian aggression. The latest estimates by the U.S. government suggest that between 169,000 to 190,000 Russian troops are now stationed along Ukraine's border, both in Russia and neighboring Belarus. But this figure also includes rebels in eastern Ukraine. Bad weather has hampered the search for survivors in the Brazilian city of Petropolis 4 days after devastating flash floods and mudslides. Emergency team had to suspend their work several times because of torrential rains. They say there is little hope of finding anyone alive. Officials say 146 people have died, including at least 27 children and teenagers, while 191 are still missing. More than 900 people are being housed in schools and shelters. The search is being carried out with hand tools and chainsaws in unstable areas, with teams being helped by 41 Stiefel dogs. At least 16 people have been killed as a storm Eunice craved a deadly trail across Europe. Deaths were reported in Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Poland, the Irish Republic, and the UK as fierce winds felled trees and sent debris flying. Millions of homes and businesses lost power across Europe, and transport networks were left in disarray. The Dutch Coast Guard said it was trying to locate 26 empty shipping containers lost in the North Sea. Gusts of more than almost 200 kilometers per hour were recorded on Friday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling Alliance agreed to table MCC in the Parliament today. Business Advisory Committee meeting decides to table MCC proposal in the Parliament today itself. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Russia plans biggest war in Europe since 1945. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.